If a tree grows next to your front curb and uproots the sidewalk, who's responsible? Well, that depends on many factors, like where you live, if the tree is damaged, and who owns the tree. To get some answers, we looked into what Central Ohio cities do when trees and sidewalks collide. We started with one well-known tree in Clintonville. A 100-year-old pin oak tree towers in front of Maureen Kahani's home on Arden Road. It sits in what's called a curb lawn between the sidewalk and the curb, and its knotted roots extend to the street. It's a tree beloved by Kahani and her neighbors, and Kahani was surprised when she received a notice that the city of Columbus wanted to cut it down.
The city was proposing that they would pay to take the tree down and they would redo the sidewalk in its existing location. And then the plan was also to pulverize the asphalt in the street down several inches and redo the roadway.
Kahani Street has been undergoing a major renovation. That's one reason why the city proposed paying for sidewalk repairs, which isn't usually the case. They eventually came to a compromise that spared the tree.
I've given the city permission to put the sidewalk on my property. So they're going to do that, and they are going to pay for that. Or at least that's my understanding.
Things didn't go so smoothly for Gahanna resident Lori Robison Embry. She became concerned 2 years ago when she saw that the tree roots at her front curb had lifted the sidewalk. So she talked to the city arborist.
He said that as long as the tree isn't dead or causing a hazard, then it was my responsibility to either have it removed or trimmed.
Robison Embry paid $350 to remove her tree and the stump. She says the city told her the sidewalk is also the homeowner's responsibility.
I think that the city should be a little more, I think, involved with the sidewalks because it is causing a hazard for, you know, people who walk every day, kids going to school.
It's a situation playing out in cities around Central Ohio. When trees uproot sidewalks, who foots the bill? Attorney Vic Marullo specializes in tree law. He says it could vary depending on where you live, but it's always up to the city.
The city can shift maintenance requirements to the homeowner, require the homeowner to do maintenance on a tree, but they can't shift liability.
That means if someone trips over the sidewalk and suffers an injury, they most likely would sue the city. Marullo says Gahanna lost a lawsuit involving a driver who missed a stop sign blocked by a tree planted by a homeowner. In Worthington, Superintendent of Public Service and Engineering Steve Tennant says the city uses a $90,000 annual budget to maintain trees within the right-of-way.
If it's a hazard and we know it's a hazard and the homeowner points it out, we will remove that tree. If we don't think the tree is going to last or if the tree's in decline, we'll absolutely remove it.
But like Gahanna, Worthington residents are responsible for the sidewalk, while Upper Arlington and Dublin will pay to repair sidewalks damaged by the roots of city-owned trees. Attorney Vic Marullo says homeowners should keep vigilant about the status of trees on their property, whether they own them or not.
Every homeowner has a duty to inspect every tree on their property to determine if they can see if the tree is a healthy or hazardous tree. And of course, if they can't perform the inspection, they can hire someone to do it.